Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Good morning and welcome to BBM 98.7 FM's live broadcast of the Cairns Show for day one. You're with Bola Matty, filling in for Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. But yeah, you got Bola from Gimoy Country here on BBM 98.7 FM. And welcome to our live broadcast for 2025. And day one has kicked off and we're located here in the Fred Moore Pavilion. But right now joining me, I have the Rural Inspector, and that's Justin Smith. Good morning, Justin.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here to speak to the listeners today.
No, he's my brother. And Rural Inspector, because last time we had you on, you were wearing a different shirt.
Yes, I've got two roles in Queensland Fire. One as an auxiliary, the captain, and now taken on a new role in the last 11 weeks as Rural Fire Inspector with Rural Fire Brigade.
All right. So how long have you been inspector?
So this is week 11.
Week
11.
So how did it come about for you to take the position?
Opportunity. So there's a lot of opportunity at the moment. So Queensland Fire as a whole has gone through a transition period. Mm-hmm. And with that transition period, there's a lot of opportunity at the moment. So especially with Rural Fire Service Queensland. So the opportunity came up, I jumped at it, was successful, and absolutely amazing team that I work with. Mm-hmm. We've got some amazing opportunities in the wet tropics. So I look after the wet tropics area. That covers basically from Woodjal, down south along the coastal fringe to Cassowary Coast Council to Cardwell. So I'm right along that coastal fringe of the wet tropics. People often laugh at me when I say the wet tropics because they say it's wet, it's always raining, you don't get fires. But we do. We still have fires and we still have a lot of volunteers and brigades to manage. So, yeah, a lot of opportunity.
Nice. That's a fair distance, Woodjal down to Cassowary Coast. How far inland do you go?
So basically the range is my border. So anywhere on the Tablelands is Savannah District. Mm-hmm. So they carry a fair bit of bushfire risk, I suppose you could say, going into what we now term the higher risk bushfire period.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm lucky to have that coastal fringe.
Yes, and you know, beautiful country along the coastal fringe and up into the Tablelands as well. So we're going to be talking about bushfire safety plan and how MOB can prepare for these.
Absolutely. So we now term it the higher risk bushfire period, and a key component going into that period is making sure everyone's prepared. Now the best way to do that is if they go onto the fire.queensland.gov.au website and complete their bushfire survival plan. It's a step-by-step process that outlines what you need to consider as yourself, so you're safe as a community and you're safe as MOB to make sure you're safe going into the season. So it's an important one to have that planning. It's just like we do when we look at wet weather. We also need to consider when it gets drier for bushfires. So it's an important part.
Yeah, so true. And, you know, it's always good to be prepared. Because if you're not prepared, the unexpected could happen.
That's it. So if you look at what's happened in the past couple of years, especially in the weather space, we've seen some horrific weather events across our area. So we need to be still aware and alert and prepared for the bushfire period, which we're in now well and truly. So it's an important part.
Yes. My other question was, remember the the smoke coming over from Yarrabah Hills?
Yeah, so as an active part of managing bushfire risk, there's bushfire risk mitigation plans. Now, bushfire risk mitigation plans are a collective of all key stakeholders that are responsible for managing bushfire risk in their area. Now, those fires that you've seen at Second Beach towards Yarrabah, that's Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service actively managing their risk going into the season. So they do a tremendous job across our area. And it's the responsibility of the landowners to mitigate their risk. And obviously, you know, government being the owner of that, they mitigate that risk. So you would have seen quite a bit of smoke come off that. Now, what we do in Rural Fire in the background is we help with that to promote the message with smoke advices. So one of the important things communities can do is go onto the fire website, fire.com. qld.gov.au and check for the current warnings. Now, any of those QPWS burns, we will put out smoke advices to warn the community about, you know, closing doors, closing windows, and the point that there may be smoke in the area.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, smoke, what was that word I'm searching for?
It can cause health effects.
Yes.
So we need to be mindful of that. So people need to be prepared.
Yes, that's so true. And, you know, if it's too smoky, evacuate the area.
Oh, not so much evacuate. You've just got to make sure you close windows and doors to avoid smoke coming into your house. Now, the importance, if you're in a bushfire area or just in general, if you know there's active fires in your area, is to stay aware of current warnings. Oh. Now, they will be published on that website, and they have different levels. So you'll see advice, watch and act, and emergency warning. That aligns with the Australian warning system, and it's very important that people stay up to date with that.
Yes, and how can somebody become a volunteer or pursue a career in rural fire?
Absolutely. So there is opportunity as volunteers to go into paid staff, but if you really want to start as a volunteer, if you go onto the fire website, you'll find a volunteer application kit on there. Now, it's important if you live in a community, like Kawanyama, Pomperau, Torres, any of those communities, and you're interested in joining, and you know who your local brigade is and you know who your first officer is, go and say g'day, see what it's all about, and then they can assist you through the process. So there is an application process. With that, there is a blue card requirement if you join what we call a truck brigade, and also criminal history check. But that's all a part of the application process. Now, area officers that have responsibility for certain areas within Queensland Rural Fire Service will assist with that. As much as we can to help bring volunteers on, because as we can all appreciate, I know this is a national program, volunteerism is so important, so important for communities to provide that service to communities. So absolutely, and if you are lucky enough, you get onboarded as a volunteer, there is potential after time, you know, you learn some very valuable skills, and then you can transfer that into potentially paid employment.
So true, Justin, and like, you know, for mob to learn as well as they go along, and you know, some just like, oh no, I don't want a paid career, I'd rather just volunteer,
which
is, you know, great to see the community come together. You know, if there's a real serious fire attack, which is great to see,
help their community out. So
that's right.
Just recently in the wet tropics area, we've supported Eugene up in the Torres Strait to be able to do some of that basic fire training to really help response in the Torres area. So Eugene is a brigade support officer up there. Pay position, he does an amazing job with the team up there. So that has been a huge advantage to move forward to help that capability in those communities. So big shout out to Eugene if you're listening.
Yeah, shout out to Eugene. And what are the signs that, you know, the community, like if there's a fire, like if it starts small, like what should they do?
If you're concerned about any fire, it's always call 000, so 000 to report that fire. Now, when you do that, obviously you'll go through the normal mechanisms, police, fire or ambulance, you're asking for fire. Now, that'll go through to what we call our fire communication centre, and they'll be able to check if that fire is a permitted burn.
All right.
Yeah, so if it's not a permitted burn, then they'll put active response protocols in place to respond the most appropriate resource to that fire. Yeah, so, and that sort of leads into another channel, I suppose, is the requirements for fire permits. It's an important one. I know, like I keep saying, this is a national program, but in Queensland, it's really important that if you are intending to burn and the fire is over 2 metres by 2 metres by 2 metres, there is some leniency around cane fires with cane fire notifications, or a fire that's used to burn a carcass, or a fire that's used to burn sawdust for sawmill. You don't need a permit. However, we often promote with the cane farmers, it's actually easier to get a fire permit. So anything over 2 by 2 by 2 needs a fire permit. Now, it's important that you look up on the fire website for your local fire warden finder and you follow that process, because it's important. It's a legislative requirement that we have fire permits for anything larger than the 2 by 2 by 2 and those other caveats to it. So, and we use that as a mechanism for bushfire mitigation.
All right. So you must get a permit.
You must get a permit if it's over 2 by 2 by 2. Now, the fire, you can have fires for cooking. You can have fires for warmth. Now, when you're cooking, you don't normally have a fire that's bigger than 2x2x2 unless you're cooking something very big.
Yeah.
But so if there's anything like that, it comes back to local government rules about smaller fires. And what you've got to be careful of with those local government rulings and local laws is not to create a community nuisance. So smoke can create a bit of a nuisance. So, yeah. So we're not really talking those smaller fires. We're talking larger fires. So, you know, cane trash fires. We're talking standing cane fires. You know, hazard mitigation where you're burning a parcel of land to mitigate fire. All that will not require a permit.
Okay. That's helpful information for the mob out there that's listening nationally as well. But probably on a national boundary. Check your local area?
Yeah, absolutely. From a national perspective, each area will have its own fire website, and that will be your single point of truth for fire information. So they'll have their published warnings and what you need to do in that community if there is a fire in your area.
All right. Any safety tips if they're doing the little fires?
Yeah, absolutely.
What to do, how to put it out, make sure...
Yeah, so... Really important if you are using smaller fires, say for camping in sand, is don't extinguish it with sand because it will continue to stay extremely hot under that sand.
Gotcha.
And children can burn themselves pretty significantly if they walk on that. So extinguish with water. Don't leave it unattended. That's a big one. So check your local conditions. Make sure there's no fire bans in the area. But yeah, definitely make sure they're extinguished with water before leaving an area, and never leave a fire unattended.
All right, I never knew that one. Don't add it with sand.
Yeah, sand, because it can still stay quite hot, and that's it.
Yes, that's right. And keep the sand hot. Also, Justin, before we wrap it up, you said there's only two mascots this year.
Yeah, there'll be two mascots. They'll probably be rolled out Friday, I would say. They'll be Bushy and they'll be Blazer the Bear. So they'll be out in force Friday.
So
that'll be good. But for anyone that's in the Cairns area or around, please come into the pavilion and see the staff from Queensland Fire. We've got representation from Fire and Rescue, Rural Fire Service Queensland, and we also have Firecom here as well. So we've got great representation in our stall. So please, if you're in the area, come in, say g'day.
No worries. And Justin, one more time, the website.
Yep, so the website is fire.qld.gov.au.
That's cool.
And obviously all the W's in front of that.
That's right. Make sure you check out the website for your local area here in Queensland, Gimoy Country, for you mob up here. Make sure you check your areas and surroundings as well while you're if you're making a fire.
That's it, mate.
Make sure you have a permit.
Yeah, if it's too big. Yep.
That's it. And Bushy the Bear, that's
Bushy
funny.
The Kangaroo, yep.
Bushy the Kangaroo, and what was the other one?
Blazer the Bear.
Blazer the Bear, because my nickname's Bear.
Bear, there you go, mate. Well, we'll make sure we bring the mascots down.
Yes, too easy. Rural Inspector Justin Smith, thank you for coming on and having a yarn.
No worries, mate. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Cheers,
thank
mate.
You, my brother.
Thank you.
There you have it. That was Rural Inspector Justin Smith having a yarn about bushfire safety plan. We're going to go to a quick song. We'll be back here on BBM 98.7 FM. So you mob, don't go away. And I hope you enjoy this daily track from Andrew Guruwiwi Band.
Roach, and you're listening to BBM 98.7 FM.
Where life is like a river.
the chest for the black fella round. Disrespect to my black queen, holding the holsters and being obscene. At first I ignore them cause I know the type. They feel they got guns and they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a good time. The eagles wanna test a brother's manhood. So they came to test me cause my skin shade and the loud bright colors that I wear. I was a target cause I am a social misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, police dissing it. Well, I stay calm and pray the coppers leave me be.
Welcome back to Bumble Pepper Media, 98.7 FM, live broadcast of the Cairns Show for 2025. Day one has kicked off, and we come to you by the National Dennis Radio Service. National Talk Black, Bolamatti filling in today. So for our listeners out there, hope you enjoyed our daily yarn with Rural Inspector Justin Smith, talking about bushfire safety plans and also how you can apply if you want to be a part of rural fire. So, you know, you just got to check out the website if you want to be a part of that as well. And it's not hard to check out. So he had a daily yarn talking about bushfire safety, also some safety tips on little fires if you're camping and whatnot, and also big fires. You need a permit for big fires, such, he said, 2 by 2 meters. So that's for the cane paddock. He said you will need a permit. Sawmill, if you you can do a burn down as well, but if it's higher than 2 meters, you need a permit as well. So, you know, you've got to be prepared for these type of stuff and have a plan in place. But coming up soon, we'll have my next guest from IFYS, and that's the foster care mob. So we'll be having a yarn with someone from there as well. So if you just tuned in, welcome to National Talk Black with Bolamatti filling in today. Coming live from the Cairns Show for 2025 at the Fred Muir Pavilion. And just having a read of the Fred Muir newsletter, letting you know day one, Queensland's largest regional AG show. So they got some deadly acts happening today. Throughout the 3 days, they have this year's highlights include the high-flying freestyle motocross team, Airtime FMX, also the dynamic cowgirls with wings, the ever-popular chicken run, and also the thrilling wood-chopping events. So that's happening 3 days. And as you know, for your mob locally, the show gates open at 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. they close. Thursday night will be closing at 9:30, and Friday 9:30 as well. And there's going to be some prizes to be won as well for best stall. The competition for the best dress exhibition site in Fred Moore will be running again. The winner will win a complimentary 3 meter by 2.4 meter site in the Fred Moore Exhibition Center for the 2026 Cairns Show, as well as a wide format print package worth $500, which may include your choice of banners, posters, or A-frames. The runner-up will receive a ribbon, thanks to our sponsors Inspired Signs and Underwood Party Hire. Last year, the judges had the extremely difficult task of narrowing down the best dress sites to just two last year. And 202 Best Dress Exhibition Site Award went to Guide Dogs Australia with their standout setup, and also friendly customer service, with the runner-up awarded to local producers of Wolf Lane Distillery. Judging this for this year's Best Dress Exhibition Site will commence today, with the presentation scheduled for Thursday between 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. So look out for the 2025 Cairns Show Ambassadors. So they'll be walking around today. I'm going to go to a quick song. We'll be back here on BBM 98.7 FM with Bolamatti via the National Digital Radio Service. So we're going to go with this deadly track for yous from Dan Sultan. And hope yous enjoy this one here. This is Kumba. Don't go away. Stay tuned to BBM 98.7 FM.
Kumba only likes to come out at night. Recognize their validation isn't a need. Long as I recognize you and you recognize me. And recognize they never ceded our sovereignty. It'll help you recognize why we're fighting to get free. Will it change being recognized by my color or creed? When I'm recognized by my rap sheet, know what I achieve. Recognize this is what I've seen and what I believe. Maybe then you'll recognize why I'm another kind breed. Recognize they're trying to mine the land, air and the sea. Recognize the percentage in detention and custody. Recognize the rise of homelessness on the street. Recognize the length in our people's life expectancy. Once upon a time they didn't recognize to listen. Now they recognize the method cause they recognize the mission. Watching more vibe with them once they recognize the rhythm. That's why we don't need to recognize their recognition. Recognize.
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 Recognize, they're all about recognize. How the 56 sell out and white guys fix the 300 tribes. Recognize to give our voice to our enslavers is to recognize defeat. They want our sovereignty. Recognize 1500 dialects no longer alive to provide the truth of the lies. They've always seeked our demise. Recognize, we don't need your recognition to be who we be. Sovereign man, sovereign woman under LORE. Recognize deceit. Recognize the liars. Recognize the thieves that pull upon the wires. Recognize the evil. Recognize the righteous. Recognize your leaves, but recognize the deceivers in our skin. No one's kin, just assimilated tyrants trying to divide us. Hating police with policies perpetuating lies. I don't need you or them to speak for me. Just recognize.
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 Recognize. It's time to wisen up. We've had a voice this whole time. Only now they want to recognize us. But we recognize those who died in cuffs. Or recognize it's more than just two flags that symbolize us. It ain't hard to recognize it's us. Recognize nobody deals with the after effects besides us. Recognize who they got speaking for your tribe cuffs. If they're not recognized, then are you rising up? Recognize whenever times get tough. Go to a source of info you can recognize the trust. Understand how to recognize this type of stuff. Then you can recognize when they try and hide this stuff. Once upon a time they didn't recognize the rhythm. Now they recognize it's hectic cause they recognize the system. They recognize we survived and kept on living. But recognize we did it all despite their recognition.
Recognize.
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 Recognize. and if it fades, it's to reborn. Now it's time to teach a Gotti Gotti's to learn that the way it is to be generation carry on. Cause it's the place where we belong. Yeah.
Happy Bama,
everybody.
Happy Bama,
everybody.
Happy Bama,
everybody.
Happy Bama.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM, coming to you live from the Cairns Show for day one for 2025 on National Talk Black with Bolla Maddie. And I hope you enjoyed that track via the National Dennis Radio Service. That was Normie J and Miller Kid with Home. Hope you enjoyed that daily track. And Recognize from DCP and Dan Sultan with Kumba. Just letting you know, Mobno, as you all know, we're broadcasting live from the Cairns Show for 2025, and they're celebrating 120 years. So we're looking at getting someone to yarn from the Cairns Show Association as well about celebrating 120 years, and what a milestone the Cairns Show has for this year. So for you mob that's locally, come on down and say hello. But for our listeners via the National Dennis Radio Service, hope you've enjoyed the music and also my daily yarn with Rural Fire. Justin Smith, Rural Inspector, sorry, Justin Smith. So I'm looking at getting another guest to have a yarn on BBM, but stay tuned. We also got a shout out to a listener tuning in, Bala Patrick, and also Cannon, who's listening in. We're going to go to this daily track for yous, and don't go anywhere. You tune in to BBM 98.7 FM with Bala Matic. Enjoy.
Yeah. You know who to be,
you know,
baby, bear the dawn.
It's all but this time,
GBC,
off everybody.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me. This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broke, and if I left, no one would even know me.
This time I'ma make a difference. It's what you heard, it's what you're hearing.
True.
Everybody doubted me, you didn't believe in my dreams. Saying you will never make it, making me lose faith in everything.
Everything.
How could I do what I gotta do when everybody's still hating? I'm losing my friends, it's a doggy dog world I hear. I know it's not fair, I need to get things off my chest to make it clear before I lose it and disappear. I know my options are open, where did I fail?
Nah.
And thoughts of losing the battle got me losing my mind, man.
True.
When will my life set sail? Praying for better days, knowing things will never change, yet it still remains the same. Am I forgiven for the stuff that I done? Affecting the people around me, even my loved ones. I'ma promise I'ma change in time, not knowing when, but I'll never lie. It'll get better with time.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broken, if I left, no one would even know me. This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broken, if I left, no one would even know me.
This time I'ma strategize and make moves, hoping to elevate my situation I'm in.
I'm in.
Sick of being broke and feeling down.
True.
When will I learn from the mistakes that I've made now?
I've made
time
now
to come alive and open my eyes and realize who the fuck is gonna stop me. No one why, cause I'm alone in this world, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do now. Please God guide me, show me a sign from above. Need your help cause it feels like my life is
true.
From all the stress and pain, feels like I'm playing a different game compared to one another, but it's still all the same. All I'm asking for is a change in direction, cause I feel lost and confused from all these distractions.
True.
Show me the passions and I shall pass the message on.
Yeah.
Who else can I depend on? Thanks for the life beats. Lessons.
This time I feel lost in a world so cold and so lonely. This time I feel broken, if I
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM. We're coming to you via the National Dinners Radio Service with Butler Matty, and you're tuning to the National Talk Black Program. And thank you for tuning in. We got our next guest. We got Maya Lloyd.
Yes,
Maya Lloyd with me, and she's from the Cairns Taipans, and she's going to be talking about the Taipans Girls Program.
Yeah, girls, Taipans Girls Program is a great program for us to just get little girls and all girls of all ages involved with basketball and everything like that. So just getting them out there and playing the sport that we all love.
Cool. So for our listeners there, you got an accent. Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from the United States, Colorado. Yes.
Oh, nice.
I fell in love with Australia playing over here a while ago, so I've just kind of been living here for the last 5 years.
All right, five years. And playing with the Dolphins, how long have you been playing with the Dolphins?
Yes, so this is my second season. For those who aren't doing anything this weekend, we actually play at home at the Trinity Ford Stadium. We have a huge game this Saturday, so we've had a really good season this year. We're in fourth place at the moment, so just trying to keep that up and keep the season rolling.
Oh, sounds good. Did you see yourself moving to Australia?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know much about America, what's going on there, but Australia is far away from all that nonsense.
Yes. So how do you find it here living in Cairns, Gimoy country?
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, just from playing for the Cairns Dolphins, getting the community base of it, it's just amazing. Mm. You know, I wanted to find a home kind of playing through Australia. I played in Brisbane for a while, and then once I came to Cairns and just having the community base, everything around it, it's just beautiful. Beautiful people, beautiful club, awesome teammates. Like, it's just amazing. I love it.
Too good. So the Taipans Girls Program, how can girls get involved with this?
Yeah, I think so we just go to the office, you get signed up for it. You know, we have camps and everything like that as well. And just getting girls involved in the sport, you know, women's basketball is coming up so much over the last couple years. So including, you know, women, sports, girls basketball, having that in the community as well, is just really, really great for everybody.
And so they can just go to Ormond Street if they want to be a part
of the definitely.
Taipan Girls program?
Yeah.
So how long has this been running? Do you know?
I think it's only been going for a few years. I know they're trying to get a, you know, WNBL team here soon, so we're just trying to stay in the community as much as possible to show, you know, women's programs and women's sports are coming up so far. And we have a lot of talent coming out of Cairns, especially. So just getting them involved and all that.
Oh, sounds good. Maya, any last words you want to give out to any of the young girls that might be listening?
Yeah.
Any advice?
I mean, always follow your dreams, you know, regardless if it's basketball or not.
Yep.
Girls are awesome. Boys are great, too. Girls are just awesome.
What?
You know, I got to be a little biased towards it. So, especially women's in sports, if you can get involved in anything, definitely do it and just have a blast doing it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Maya Lloyd, for coming on. And hope you have a great game this weekend.
Sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Right.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
There you have. That was Maya Lloyd from the Cairns Dolphins and talking about the Taipans Girls program. And you tuned in to BBM and Bala Matty here on BBM 98.7 FM. We're going to go to a daily track, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this with our goodbyes here on BBM 98.7 FM. Enjoy.
My fault in loving you with my whole heart. Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Your heart.
Yeah, you know my type, girl. I get bored quick, but you're my type, girl. That's why I couldn't quit. Hey, you
wanted patience and trust, yo. But these days, hey, that's way too much to ask for. And there were other girls, you want another girl. You were the main girl, stop them other girls. Your own medicine don't taste good, right? I'm high on this love drug, my drink's been spiked. But I shouldn't beat myself up, I'm good at being lonely. This is just the first cut, there's plenty girls who saw me. Now I got plenty moments to myself. I just can't stand to see you with somebody else.
So where them pretty girls at? The ones with no hearts. Love with lust, don't give a damn about trust.
Cause right now, I'm gonna need a lot. Damn, is this what you feel with your heart?
Yeah, be a normal girl, where the hell's the fun in that? I had you playing NFL, you kept running back. All the times that I did it in the bed we shared, and all the times that I lied saying yes I care. Tell the next to refer to my ex before she gets attached and wants some more sex. Cause I ain't in relationships for the long haul, and to say that I'm loyal is the wrong call. Cause in life it's about me, myself and I, and I only wanna be myself tonight. Baby, let's go, you can bring your friend too, cause I got needs that you both could attend to. Man, who am I kidding? We all know by now this ain't the life that I'm living. To the girl that I'm with, I don't wanna part, and I don't ever wanna mess around with y'all. Sensitive guy, I just broke down in tears when you said goodbye. Damn, I honestly can't believe you done that. Give me one good reason I should come back.
Tell me now, now, tell me now, now, tell me now, now, tell me now, now, tell me now, where was my fault? Your heart.
Welcome back to BBM 98.7 FM, coming to you live from the Cairns Show for day one, 2025, celebrating 120 years. So, come check out the store because it's just across from us. I'm going to send Ruby over there to take a photo. But that's a wrap for National Talk Black today. You can catch Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry tomorrow, though. Bolamatti will be MIA. And, yes, we'll have Deli Yarns for you throughout the 3 days. So you mob, tune in locally on BBM 98.7 FM. Thanks to the NERS team for beaming us across the country on the National Business Radio Service. It's always a pleasure beaming across the country. And the Taipans program, if you want to be a part of that, thanks to Maya Lloyd from the Cairns Dolphins coming in and talking about that. You can pop into Allmuller Street Basketball Courts and find out more information there as well. And for your Rural Fire, thanks to Rural Inspector Justin Smith. You can check out the fire website as well. That's all the W's dot QFES dot QLD.gov.au. So make sure you check out the website as well. That's Bolamatti signing off. You can catch us after Youth Focus with Martha here on BBM 90.7 FM. So stay tuned for that as well. And we'll be coming back live here probably about 1 o'clock. And keep an eye on our socials, Bummer Bipra 987 FM. That's a wrap here at the Cairns Show. And on National Talk Black, catch us after here on BBM 98.7 FM.